I'll tell you the truth, I thought if you had the
Sunday night in Gateway, I'm assuming where it's
right, I'm going to say. So it should be a schuss to rank my iPhone from you heard this? Of Chaya Malka. Amen, Moshe Square. Thank you very much. So we were doing last week about the Knesset Yassu, the amount of time that you're meant to wait when a goy does a malacha for you. So we talked about various scenarios, actually. And we said, let's just find this over here. So we said that Chazal made a special kenas that if a goy does melacha for you when he's not supposed to, you have to wait b'chdei sheyazu. You have to wait the amount of time it takes the non-Jew to do it on Motzei Shabbos. Wait, because what? Or Jew? Yeah, all Jews require it. All Jews to do it. That's quite right. Yeah. So the moshe, for example, let's say you, I don't know what. Let's say the goy fixed something for you. He should have done it. He did something for you. He shouldn't have done it. He fixed, he fixed the car, for example. This is a bit tricky, the car. Crap the car. Let's say he bought something for you. He wasn't supposed to bring it on Shabbos. Meister, if he did it by Issa, then, this is where I said, you have to wait the amount of time it takes for it to come. Because she asked you. So, in a wash, let's say it took him 2 hours to bring it from where it was, from a pickup place to the delivery. You have to wait 2 hours till you can use it on Shabbos. If Motzei Shabbos is not the time for deliveries, that means they don't deliver on Motzei Shabbos. Then the chayla, they have to wait till Sunday when the next day of delivery is that you can do. It always has to make sense. It has to be realistic. It has to be a time where if the goy will be doing it by heta, when could you get a gain? So maybe you have to wait on Motzei Shabbos. If you do it on Motzei Shabbos, when would you have to gain for this? So if it takes 2 hours on Motzei Shabbos, wait 2 hours. If it doesn't work on Motzei Shabbos, it's no good. So this is the big shine now. I couldn't find this clearly, but I think it's poshut. If the car mechanic, for example, the garage is not open on Motzei Shabbos, they're not open. They don't work on Motzei Shabbos. They don't work on Sundays. If it's a private garage who works on Sundays, then you can use Sunday. If not, you have to wait till Monday morning for that amount of time. That's what we said. That's what we said there. I looked at about photos actually. We're speaking about photos. The goy takes the photos. My son, Aruch HaShavos, speaks about the Shaila. Very interesting. And he says like this, Aruch HaShavos. You can find it. Photos. Sif Lamed Zayin. Chav Gimel Lamed Zayin. Aruch HaShavos says like this. It's the wrong Maramaka. No, I wrote it down. See, I wrote it down so quick. I have to wait for it. Here it is. Non Aleph is. He says like this. Nachri said silin with Shabbos Ma'ir Masuyam. A guy took a photo on Shabbos. But also says, Kadeshi had me saw Mamlach. He wanted the Yitzhak and offer me. He wanted the Yitzhak to enjoy the pictures. Also, it is tackled by Tumuna is La'olam. It's also La'olam to use these photos. Well, exactly why. This Ma'ira was a one-off chance. It happened. Everyone came together. It's not normal. So Lamaise, it was uncommon. So you can't make the same setup again. Since you can't make the same setup, the Kiddush actually, since you can't make the same setup, the Kiddush Yasu, no Kiddush Yasu. It's also La'olam. I just don't know how it works in today's technology with cameras. You can do anything you want almost. You know, you can make almost any picture you want. So I don't know if it's different nowadays. I'm not sure. Now, you can make any photos you want, really. You can design things to make a whole load of things. Whether that makes any difference, I don't know. But right, that's what he says the problem.
The photo is of the event.
Yeah.
Not something you're going to make it up.
No, but you can make it. Why can't you make the event? You go to another kiddush marshal where you've got the whole setup the same. Take a picture of it. Yeah, and then you put the people together. Why can't you put all the people together? I don't know, maybe you can't do it. Maybe it's not so easy to do, I don't know.
Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos?
On Shabbos you can't do it. So that, I don't know, you have to do it. Pashas is a problem. Pashas, in this case, you can't set up a thing like this. And that's problematic. But Abba Yimish HaMachir also zoys to Malachal, says that's why. Even when they're going to do it for himself, so Moshe, let's say it's a caterer, and the waiter's there, he wants to show off, and he's a very good waiter, he knows how to set up, because he set up the whole show. So he wants to show all his chaverim what he's done. So he's taking pictures of the whole kiddush, a beautiful setup that he's done, and he wants it for himself. That's okay. But he did it for himself. Mamish, that's probably all right. If he did it for a business transaction to sell it to a yid, he wants to sell it. He wants to make the pictures because he knows you'll buy off at a very good price.
Right.
What? Because that's called for the yid. He's doing it really for the yid. He's doing it for the business, but that incidentally is called for the yid.
For other
yid. For him, you. You're making a silk, all right?
He's doing it for everyone else. He's doing it in his business. He wants the other yid in what he's done.
Part one. Your version are making a nice big simcha on Shabbos, beautiful cake looks fair, and you've got a goy who's there, and he knows that you'd love a picture of this. So he wants to take a picture in order to sell it to you after Shabbos. That case is awesome. That's true. If he's doing it to show his friends, he wants to show everyone what he can do. He's got some goyish friends, he wants to show what he can do. Then Lechera argued you buy from that, so hey,
that. And if he makes a picture of the rabbi by the koysel on Shabbos, not for you, not for him, for whoever wanted to buy it afterwards. He does it for himself, for business.
Yeah, good question. Lechera's not for poshels, because he's doing it for business, yeah? He's doing it for business to eat. He's not got particularly in mind. He's not got particularly in mind, but he's doing it for a yid to buy. Try this thing. Mike,
finish. My bar mitzvah kiddush, and he's supposed to sell me the photo of my bar mitzvah kiddush, so although it's for him, it's also for me. But when he's doing the rabbi b'kosel, it's entirely for him. He didn't care who he sells it to. There's no yid in mind here. He just wants to sell any yid.
He's got a yid in mind. He doesn't know which yid it is, but he knows for yid. What's the difference? He knows for yid. What's the difference when he knows which yid it is?
I wouldn't know.
That's possible. Rove is people going to buy it at yid. It's definitely made for yid. The guy is making it to sell for yid. That's what he's doing for.
He knows that his
clientele.
His clientele, the Jewish clientele.
What the hell? When he knows who the person is, or he knows the clientele.
He played that photo after Shabbos.
No, that's posher. If the setup, we're talking about the setup is own Shabbos. You've got a few different characters that coach own Shabbos. That is the setup. You're a Chaim, I don't know who, you've got a few of them who are doing it, but coming just on Shabbos there. That's the style. Oh, he's right. If it's just a setup, Shabbos, it could be any time of the week. That's no problem, Lechera.
Everyone knows it's on Shabbos. He has to be safe.
Yeah.
The starting point is the Kiddush.
You're right. It's a Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. Even though he's doing it for himself, I mean, he's doing it for selling, yeah? It's a Kiddush. What? He's mainly doing it for Yidin. He's doing it mainly for Yidin. That's what he's doing it for. He's mentioning a photo. If it's a copy, doing it incidentally. He's not doing it for himself. He's not interested in the rod with a big beard at the coastal. The mice, that is an exercise today. It's a very interesting show. That is a show. Punk yesterday, actually. I've got a muzzle. Whenever I put a shield on, I'll put a key in it. Normally happens to be something like this. So, punk yesterday, I went to sleep. I couldn't sleep very well. There was a lot of noise going on outside the house yesterday. Anyway, I woke up and I thought, you know, I'm not going to look outside. I've got a funny feeling I know what's going on outside. It's the non-Jewish neighbour next door. He's doing his head. Now, the thing is, he's very nice, this non-Jew. When he does his head, he does mine as well.
What's he doing on Shabbos?
Shabbos, he's done it on Shabbos. Yeah, he's done on Shabbos. Now, there's a big problem. I'm talking about this, but there's a big problem with Maris Ayin, this over here. So, I thought, should I look out the window, should I not look out? I thought, I'm giving a shit, I'm here, I can't just not look out. I can't not look out. Anyway, so I went looked out, of course, it was him, doing the garden. So I thought, you know, I better go and tell him. So he's very nice. We got very well on together. I said to him, thank you very much. I said, it's interesting. Thank you very much for what you're doing. He said, please don't do my side. He said, yeah, no problem. He's not doing it. So he did the top, but the top is actually his side as well. Just telling my son asked a good question, actually.
Sharing.
What?
Sharing.
Yeah. Top, yeah, sorry. My son asked a good question. My son said to me, what right did I have to go up to him and tell him that he shouldn't do it because he stopped them using the thing because of me?
Really? He
stopped using the hedge cutter.
Why
me?
Well,
he's talking to me. And then he's going to start again. So I'm making him do a melach on Shabbos. So his case is very wrong to do a melach. There's nothing wrong with a goy. If a goy stops you on the street and says, can you tell Mr. Jew, how do I get to Tesco? You can tell him to drive his car up to Tesco, not a problem. You can tell him where to go. On his own cane, there's no problem. Now,
you can do the joint hedge.
You can't do a joint hedge because you're coming to my side.
Can you not
he can do the top. The top is for him. Oh, not make a difference on my side. Don't see my side.
Did you not wish them a nice weekend?
I said a nice weekend. I told him a nice weekend.
So what did he have?
You too. Now, the question over here is the next thing. We said before, this is an interesting shy to me, the mice are that cautious. If I go up to a goy on Shabbos and I tell him, can you put the light on for me on Shabbos? No, it's a horse. Even because an Isov a Miralakum and an Isov Nene a Maisakum. Two things wrong. How about, like we said, if I go up to a non-Jew on Shabbos and say, you know, it's very, very light in my room, I can't sleep. I wonder if there's any way to make it that I can sleep in my room. The non-Jew says, yeah, yeah, I'll switch a light off for you. Is that allowed, what we say?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't hear what I said? No. Listen carefully. I go up to a guy in the street, I said, hello, I wonder if you can help me. I've got a light in my room, which I can't sleep with it. Can you switch it off?
No. Yes,
it's done. So I go up to
him. No, now you can't.
Why can't I do it? What? I said to him to do something awesome. There's no Esther of Nana in my cycle. I'm not having benefit of what he's doing because it's just removing something. That's not a problem. But that me is a problem. What about if I've got a room which is lighter like this? I go up to the quarry, I show him the light room to say, I walk away.
No.
Is that allowed?
Yes, there is allowed.
Is that called Remisa? What? What? Right, that is as good as telling him really switch a light on. Now, my child is like this. I walk on the street, lots of cars going across the road. I need to get to the other side. Actually, one of my children told me is quite right. There's not many zebra crossings in Manchester. The only one we managed to find is Northumberland Street. That's the only zebra crossing I managed to find here. But, okay. And Northumberland Street is very, very busy. I'm on the side of, I don't know what it's called. I'm on one side, I need to get the other side. So I decide I'm going to go to the zebra crossing, stand at the zebra crossing, and wait for the cars to stop. So he's worried about you. Like, it's that not what you've got to worry about. You're right, it's possible. It could be a need, that's true. But I don't think you have to be chosh to need. I mean, most people who drive the cars and shops are going. But how many have we got? Royal people are driving the cars, not me.
Sometimes it's in gravation.
No, even during the week, I think you've got Royal going. So you understand, Mashiach, I want to know, can I wait by the zebra crossing and let the goy stop for me?
So what's the shadow? You worried about the goy doing enough for you by starting and stopping?
Right, so the shadow's first was, the question is, what's wrong with the goy stopping his car, Shabbos?
Would he not go racing up?
No, he's going to stop. I have a good question, Simcha. What's the way to do? Is there a problem to get goy to stop his car, Shabbos?
Yes, I find it
for you. He's not doing it for you, is he?
Is there any malacha in stopping a car on Shabbos? What? Before that, my rabbi, is there any malacha? Before you come to Nene, before you come to Nene and Maisa Akum, has he done any issa in stopping his car?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you're not sure. What's your answer?
Yeah.
I think we get preference with a hand up. Sorry.
Is it equivalent? Did you take away the fuel?
No. Yes, fuel.
First of all, the fuel is still burning. I mean, you're reducing the power of the fuel.
Yes.
Dodgy. I think a better one. You think a better one?
All these lights go.
So I was always arguing. I asked my father. I said, "Well, I said, why? It's a problem with the lights.
Great lights.
Why not? Why the problem with the lights?"
It's
got
LED.
No, it's not LED. The car driver's got LED, like I can tell you. Ah, very good.
Well,
it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha by Mir Akum. So it's not a problem when the guy stops the car. I was wondering, what is the problem? You won't believe what he said. He said something wrong. It's so it's all. Because when he stops the car, he's doing hanocha. That movable car was moving, it was moving in the Rosh Hashanah, or wherever it was, it moved in one place, the canvas. When he puts the brake on, it stops. So he's done the Hanukkah, which is Osir Drabonon. Can you do a Hanukkah on Shabbos with Osir Drabonon? You can't. So you're making the goy do an Osir Drabonon. He doesn't carry any Osir Drabonon. Yeah, you've got a point. You'd be a good rabbi, Sim, I tell you that, you know. Yeah. So Moshe, yeah.
The Moshe,
it's like that. It's quite right. Yeah, it's true, but you can't just do trade rabbonos on Shabbos. You have to have Tzorech Mitzvah, you have to have some Tzorech. The other shayla is, so that's, let's say, what is this rabbonos on Shabbos? It's a good point. When I was on the father, it's the rabbonos, there's no Eruv Tam. So, Lemaisa, that's point one. The second thing is, now, I must tell you, I don't understand this really. I would have thought, if you're asking me, I'm nothing. I'm just saying, if you ask me, I would have thought it's a problem. I would have thought it's not a remiza, it's like a tzivui for the goy to stop the car. And therefore, you should not do that. If you are walking down Northumberland Street somewhere else, and you decide to cross the road in the middle of the road anywhere, not where by a zebra crossing, then I don't think it's a problem, because no one told the guy to stop. I didn't tell the guy to stop. He's not the
first. He is the servant from the law.
That's, I would have thought it's a posh desvara. If a person stopped in the middle of the street, not by the zebra crossing, then lechayr there's no problem whatsoever, because no one told the guy to stop. It's more convenient for me if he does stop. I'm not saying to stop. I'd like him to stop. I'm not saying to stop. He's got the choice of himself. It's like when I tell you, he's got a complete choice of himself. So then, lechayr is no shy. That's zechamotah. The shy is by a zebra crossing. So the Chaim over here is timing. A zebra crossing is better. Now, I don't understand this one, but I must say, a lot of people say what he's saying. And the Chaim says, he's not stopping because of me. Now, I wanted to check up with someone who's, I've been driving too many years to know the rules anymore, but I wanted to check up with someone who's got a highway code. Some people are telling that as soon as you go to a zebra crossing, you put your foot on the zebra crossing, the law is that you have to stop. Now, first of all, yes, quite right, I'm not sure whether that helps you at all, but if that is true, so then some people want to time her that he's not stopping because of you. Yeah, well, hold on, you're too fast. Yeah, hold on, I agree with you, I'm not disagreeing. But some people want to time her that it's not a problem because he's not stopping because of you. He's stopping because the government say, the police catch him driving now, not stopping, he's going to get in trouble. But I think Silva's right in this point, again Silva, you're lucky this time. I think he's right, that the Chora, it's me putting myself there. If I wouldn't be there, he wouldn't stop. So the Chora, we have to carry this on message on tomorrow, but I don't think so much.
You stand a bit away, you don't have to stop. It's only when you stand right next to it.
You sure? Different. Is that the rule?
Yeah.
I was always told you put your foot on the zebra crossing. What?
I stand a bit away. Stop.
Yeah, it could be better. If he's got an option, he's not before he stops. I think, the Meister, a lot of apostles speak about it. I'll tell you, a lot of apostles are Mikkel in this case. I can't understand it. I mean, Eretz Shabbos is Mikkel, but he's from Eretz Yisrael. Now, I don't know next door whether you have to stop at the zebra crossing. No. Or I don't know whether they do stop at the zebra crossing. All right, bye, sir. Enjoy, my